Listening Library presents The Last Summer of the Death Warriors by Francisco Stork. Read for you by Ryan Gazelle. Chapter 1. The ride to St. Anthony's took longer than he expected. He always figured you could get from one place to any other place in Las Cruces in 20 minutes or less. Maybe it was a short drive that seemed long because Mrs. Olivares would not stop talking. Mostly she told him how lucky he was to be going to St. Anthony's rather than a juvenile detention center. St. Anthony's was an orphanage. It was not a place for kids with problems. Mrs. Olivares had worked very hard and called in a lot of favors to get him admitted. She pointed out the high school he would attend in the fall. It was within walking distance of St. Anthony's. He had been given a choice between going to summer school and entering as a senior or redoing his junior year. He chose to redo his junior year. He had other plans for the summer. There was a white sign on the front lawn with the words, St. Anthony's Home, painted in black letters. Behind it stood a one-story brick building in the shape of a lopsided cross. Next to the building was a basketball court. Kids dressed in gray shorts and blue t-shirts were playing a full-court game. They stopped and turned to look at Mrs. Olivares' car as it drove by. The kids on the basketball court were his age or older, but he could see younger kids on the grass fields. He noticed that there was no fence of any kind around the property. Mrs. Olivares parked the car in front of the main entrance and popped open the trunk. "Well, here we are," she said. She seemed like she wanted to say one more thing. Pancho stared straight ahead and waited for her to speak. "I can't tell you how important it is for you to get along with everyone here. I understand you're still hurting, but why make matters worse for yourself?" He rolled down the window. It was June, and it was hot. If she was going to give him another lecture,